Tonight, the FBI and DHS are warning law enforcement around the country concerned about young Americans wanting to fight with the terrorist group ISIS. The warning comes after a 17-year-old teen from suburban Woodbridge, Virginia, was arrested, accused of recruiting for ISIS. Authorities say he was also helping a man travel to Syria to fight for the terrorist group. A Twitter account consistent with the young man's name and profile include this cartoon of a man apparently dreaming of becoming a jihadist, and another with a photo and captioned, East Asian Mujahideen fighting for ISIS.
Obviously, this is somebody who was very smart on computers, very smart on social media, and was able to find ways to help other individuals, it's alleged, to join ISIS in Syria.
According to federal law enforcement officials, more than 180 Americans have traveled or attempted to travel to Syria and Iraq to join militant groups, including ISIS. Some are teens as young as 15. The Virginia teen is the latest case of young Americans believed lured by ISIS and their powerful propaganda. In Brooklyn in February, three men, including a 19-year-old, were arrested for allegedly attempting to wage jihad with ISIS. Three teenage girls from Denver were caught in Germany, not far from their alleged goal of joining ISIS in Syria.
There's a growing trend for very young teenagers to try and travel to join ISIS. We've seen this in the United States, and we've seen this also in Europe. A lot of these young teenagers are very impressionable, so it's easy for them to be brainwashed by this message. And a lot of them are spending a lot of time on social media, which is a kind of virtual radical echo chamber.
And ISIS claims on its official website that it was an American suicide bomber who carried out an attack south of Tikrit on Monday. Well, CNN cannot confirm that claim, and even the Iraqi authorities, Wolf, investigating that car bombing, they could not confirm the nationality of that bomb.